Let's get started.
Ooh, I see I see a woman changing. Sorry. Her boots are just flashed in my face.
What?
My apartment. I just looked out the window and this woman's boobs is just like right there. Sorry.
Oh my God. These are like the best parts of the podcast, yeah. I think. Okay. Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of What's Good in P-Hoods. I'm your host, Sarah Lee, and with me I have Amy.
Amy Nay.
Amy Nay.
And Jeannie. I'm Jeannie.
All right.
Jeannie Nablock.
We had so much happen this week. It's as if somebody found out, like, we're recording a podcast and they want a lot of things to talk about.
Do they know?
No, I don't think. Okay, someone had a sweet post. It was how they made a hand sandwich with their kid.
Oh yeah,
I saw that one. I like almost cried.
Oh yeah, she's having her third, right?
Second or third, but it was just
She was pregnant and she was laying in bed with her oldest, I think, and like saying how like her hands looked like her mom's. Or she was saying, like, how you'll always remember my hands because I always remember my mom's hands. Yeah. I was like, oh, my God, tears.
Cute.
Yeah.
Someone said they were having trouble finding any Lego people of color.
Oh, I missed that.
It's, you know what? I mean, to me, I mean, yellow is, like, the most neutral Lego color that you can choose, right?
Universal. It's universal Lego color, right?
Yeah, but you know, yellow for me is like Asian.
But they were saying there are some white Lego people. There's like white and yellow, but there's no brown or black.
I know. I think I have seen brown Lego people at the Lego store.
Yeah, I don't know. They're having a lot of trouble finding it. Huh. It was a big post. Yeah.
That's weird.
Yeah.
Because, you know, do you guys have Duplos?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, the Duplos. My Duplos are different.
Yeah, but I guess like colors. The Lego, actual Legos, it's hard to find.
That's weird.
I don't know. I've never really noticed, but like now I'm going to be looking out for it.
See, well, like, you know, Ella's so little. They're choking hazards, so we haven't looked yet.
Yeah. Us too. Oh, Cora did get some Frozen ones. And yeah, total choking hazards.
Yeah, real scary. They're really tiny.
Yes. All right. Okay. This is kind of funny. Someone's partner brought home two baby chicks without consulting them.
Was that a good post? Because I saw it and I was like, oh, I can't read this.
I thought it was like just everyone was very matter of fact. Whatever they're looking for, like a place to take them or something. But I don't know, it just made me laugh. It was funny.
You know what it made? It made me think that like it's such a dad thing to do. I know it's very like, biased, but I'm like, okay, dude, you can't bring home two baby chicks. Like, what the fuck? Who's gonna take care of the baby chicks? You?
Because I mean they're really cute, but like they do get bigger.
I assume that they live in a place with like a backyard then, right? You just let them roam free in a little coop.
Yeah, I think no you idea. Need a coop.
Yeah,
one of someone Michael knows, my husband Michael, someone he knows had chickens and mm-hmm. They're like in the backyard and in a coop and everything. And apparently when it gets dark out, the chickens like get scared. They like get paralyzed with fear and they can't make it back to their to their coop. Or maybe they have no night vision. Maybe that's what it is. So
they just like pass out?
No. I think they just like stay there where they are. So I think if something like that. It's something weird like that, but it's dangerous.
Yeah, the raccoons.
Yeah, one of his chickens did get caught by some animal.
Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure.
Kind of sad, but yeah, I didn't know.
But the circle of life. So
we did once had a chicken like for about 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm. In Oakland?
No, in the city. When we were kids, my parents brought home a live chicken. Well, you know, the story ends in a sad way. Well, we ate it.
Like, yeah.
But it was fun to have, like, this. I mean, it's not actually really sanitary. It's, like, really dangerous.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So, wait, they got it from a store?
Yeah, so they went to Chinatown.
Like, the grocery store.
No, they went to Chinatown and got, like, you know.
Oh, interesting.
A chicken, brought it home. We were like, cool. We had it for 2 weeks. And one day, they decided that they were going to cook it. So I kind of imagine, like, you know, having two baby chicks. Oh, it's fun for the kids. Like, you know, actually, I don't know. Like, I wonder how he got the chicks. Like, why chicks? Like, you go to a store and think, oh, chicks would be a good choice.
Right. Not goldfish, just chicks.
I would probably get attached to it. Like, seeing baby chick. It's, like, all yellow. Because we had them in third grade in school. And they were adorable. But I can't imagine.
Yeah,
like,
but then they get bigger and they get weird. Yeah.
But I still can't imagine eating it, you know.
Oh, yeah. I don't think I would get attached to it, but I don't think I could eat it either.
Yeah. I don't know.
It's a lot.
It could be like Joey and I'm Friends. Yeah.
I also don't want to, like, I eat chicken, so I don't want to ruin that experience for myself. Oh, plus, like, my dad, this is really gross, trigger warning. My dad used to hunt, and he'd, like, bring home deer and, like, hang it in our garage and gut it and everything. It was disgusting. In our garage. And, like, sometimes I'd have to go in there to, like, they had a second refrigerator, and I'd have to go in there to get a drink or something, and I'd be freaked out. Ugh. Nightmares. Yeah. This is why I am the way I am.
That you don't hunt deer.
Yeah, that too. But you know, it's pretty nasty. I still have flashbacks.
Oh.
PTSD. All right. Anyways, moving on. I usually don't like to, like, say Hooter's names on this podcast, but I'm going to for this one because I feel like she wouldn't mind. Mm-hmm. Stretchy. She asked, what would you be doing if you didn't have a kid?
Oh, I saw that. Mm-hmm. You know what? I felt kind of weird. I was like, I felt so lame that I didn't want to respond because I feel like it wouldn't have been anything that good. Aww. You know, like, people were, like, saying, like, all these, like, things, and I was just like, oh, I don't know. I'd probably just be, like, watching TV.
I didn't see the post, but, like, did she mean, like, in life in general or just...
Yeah.
Yeah, because she was saying that she would be riding her Vespa, right? Mm-hmm. Like, she'd be out riding her Vespa.
Oh, that's cool.
That she gave... Yeah. And then, like, other people were saying, like, what were the other responses? Like, that they'd be traveling or, like, at a happy hour with, like, coworkers.
Yeah, they'd have more money.
A lot of
travel.
Yeah.
That's would not be true for me. I would have less money. I'd spend all my money on myself.
Yeah.
I would do the same things as we're lucky, we're fortunate that our mother-in-law is, like, somewhat sane and responsible. So she, like, we went to Burning Man 2 years ago and
fun.
She watched Ella for a week and a half.
That's cool.
Oh, nice. Yeah.
So, like, you know, I think that we would be doing the same thing. I would go to more shows, I guess, like, 'cause I like live shows, live concerts. Mm-hmm. But, you know, like, now it costs like $300 to go out for a night.
Oh, yeah, I might do that too, actually. Yeah, it's true. It costs too much money now.
Yeah. I'd probably go out more at night.
Yes.
Like, have more dinners in the evenings out.
Are we just lying to ourselves? Because I'm really tired. I'm just really tired.
I know. That's why I was like, I'd just be watching TV. Like, I don't know. It wouldn't feel any different.
I don't know. I'd probably go to the gym a lot more. Yes. Everyone said, like, I'd be skinnier. Yeah.
I'd work out.
Yeah, I'd probably work out.
For sure. I stopped working out like 3 years ago.
Or so. I'd just do like more activities because I wouldn't have to like plan around having to get a sitter for the kid.
Yeah, like last minute stuff.
I'd probably get like a Vespa too, though, or some kind of small like motorcycle. I want like a small motorcycle, like the kind they have in other countries, like the really little mm-hmm. ones.
Those are fun.
Yeah, I like, don't know why we don't have those here.
I think less reliable up hills, probably. I you know, actually yeah, cannot probably. Imagine a Vespa going up like a hill, Noe.
True. I was riding a scooter around, you know, those e-scooters we have. I was riding one of those around when I was pregnant.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Looking back, probably not a safe choice, but.
Well, they don't go too fast. I mean, no, I guess they do go fast, but you were probably.
I know people have gotten on the injured block. On those.
Really? Yeah.
You're supposed to wear a helmet, too. Although
no oh. One does. You did, they give you a free helmet? I got a free
they
helmet.
They do?
Yeah. Oh, really?
Yeah. Well, that was Bird.
Oh,
how do they give you a free helmet?
You go on to their app, and they mm-hmm. have a under settings. They have the thing where you can get a free helmet.
Really?
Oh, that's so cool.
For Bird?
Yeah, for Bird. Oh, I think cool. they still do it. I mean, it's like this basic helmet. It's not cute, but uh-huh. no.
Yeah.
I rather keep my head intact.
yeah.
And look cute, but I tried riding one of those scooters around, but like we're short. like the yeah. handles are like up to my like chin, and I'm like, oops.
I don't know. I'm pretty short, but like I don't know. It was fine. I think they look a lot taller than they are, like because you stand up so tall on them. I don't know. Anyways, Amy, you had something scary happen to you in the train station.
Yeah, it was really, it was just one of those like, what the hell moments. We were at the mall and I didn't bring a stroller because I just took the train, the Muni in, thinking I should take the Muni out. And so I was carrying Aster, my youngest, and then holding Lyra's hand. And I saw, like, out of the corner of my eye, this, like, man. We were at the Powell Street station. This corner of my eye, this man was visibly upset, like, really pissed. And he was, like, kind of yelling at, like, the, you know, like, the people at the turnstop. I guess they wouldn't let him out of the station. Mm-hmm. And then I kept passing him. And I went down the stairs onto the platform. And then all of a sudden he came down and was, like, pissed, like, I don't know if we're allowed to curse. Yes, you could probably allowed. Bleep this.
You're
but he was just like, fuck you. Fuck all of you. And there was like five of us there. So, and we just all like looked at him like, what? And then he was just like, if I had a gun, I'd fucking shoot all of you. And I was just like, oh my God, you can't say stuff like that. Like, yeah. And then what scared me the most, probably not even that, when he said that he would shoot us all, was that when he looked at Aster and was like, fuck your infant. And I was oh my God. I know. Like the whole, like, you know, if I had a gun, I'd shoot you. I was like, okay, I'm okay because I don't think you have a gun. And clearly you're just angry. But then when you looked at my baby and was like, fuck your infant, I was like, hell no. Oh my God. I'm going to go find a police officer right now. And I've never done that before, but I'm just like, I just can't like just stand there. Like mm-hmm. I was the only one with kids. It was just me and like four other like senior citizen adults.
Oh my God.
I can't stand here. Mm. So we got a police officer up top and she walked down with us and stayed with us until the man left. But it was just like one of those moments. And of course, like Lyra has no volume button. Mm-hmm. So she was just like, why is he screaming? And I was like, oh my God. I was like, shh, 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 shh. And she's like, but mommy. I was like, Lyra, you need to shut it.
Oh my God. I'm glad you're okay. That's really freaking scary.
I just hate when they target, you know, I just feel like a target already. Yeah. I don't know if you guys feel this way with like kids and,
yeah.
like, and crowded spaces.
Yeah.
So that was just a little like, oh gosh.
Yeah, I hate this.
Like
situation.
I'm like the most vulnerable person here right now.
Yeah, totally. And I feel like when you have kids, sometimes you're a target.
Yeah, Like, I feel that way with, like, oh, like, I got my phone stolen, actually, my cell phone pickpocketed. Yeah, on the Muni, again. just Muni problems. When I was with Lyra, they just picked it right out of my pocket. Because right when I got off the train stop, I reached into my pocket, and it was gone. And I turned around, the door closed.
Oh, my God.
That was it.
When was that?
That was probably, like, a year and a half ago.
Wow.
Yeah.
That happened to my friend. Her phone got stolen out of her stroller, like, in a store. And, like, a tight little store. But,
yeah, I feel like... Oh, but still,
as parents, like, they know we're, like, easily distracted.
I never thought about that, actually. I don't...
Really?
Yeah.
Do you leave your wallet in the stroller?
A confession, I don't carry a purse because I'm not organized like that. So I have all my stuff in my pockets. So I look like, you know.
I think you're like bulges.
Yeah, bulges in my pocket. I'm insane.
You need to get a fanny pack, by the way.
I want one.
I'm going to say.
Yes.
You should get the one that we have.
Wait, you both have fanny packs?
We both have the same one.
I'm out of the loop. I'm not a hip mom. I'm not hip.
No, I saw Amy's and I'm like, I gotta have that. Like, that thing is a lifesaver. It's so good.
Yeah, we'll send you the link.
I've had like a friend walk. He got off BART and had his phone in his back pocket, and people are bold. Someone ran up and
Getting up close.
Yeah, someone ran up and like reached into his pocket and like picked, you know, basically like took his phone and like hopped in a car and ran off. And I'm like.
Oh,
jeez.
Damn. Yeah, that sucks.
Yeah, I mean, God, that sucks that they target parents and old people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Totally. I have a friend who, like, thinks that you're not a target because you're with kids.
Ugh.
Like, they won't bother you because, like, oh, she has kids. But it's like, no, I think people who are committing crimes, they have no filter. They don't care. They don't give a fuck. Like, they...
No.
They don't care who you're doing it to.
Yeah.
Like, you're trying to, like, think rationally for someone who's not rational.
Right. Yeah. My friend actually, this reminds me, when we went to story time at the library, she got her wallet stolen out of the stroller. That's like at story time. It's just like, this is kind of ridiculous.
Someone needs to fire, like, one of their nannies or one of these parents that are, like, shady as hell. Let's fuck up.
All right. The city.
Let's see what else we got. There was another heartwarming post about how they get kind of teary-eyed when they see the parents on The Voice.
The kids.
The kids start crying when they see their parents singing on The Voice.
God, I love that show.
I know. You know what? When I saw that post, I was like, oh, my God, The Voice is back on. I need to watch it. I love that part too when like they're cheering on the like the mom or their dad and they're like saying like oh like they never gave up on their dream. It's super sweet.
Yeah, so and the parent always dedicates it to his like you know his or her kid. Like
yeah,
it's
super sweet.
Who's the host or like who's the
The judges?
Is Gwen Stefani on it? Yeah, the judge.
I don't know. I don't watch it anymore. My parents are big into that show and every other like game show like that. But
like reality show.
Yeah, I don't watch it.
That's just like my only one really.
See, I can't watch it with Justin because my husband, because like he teases me about it. I watch Future Man with him, like you know, but you can't watch The Voice with me. Whatever. And, you know, like, time's limited. Like, I used to watch TV a lot when Ella was little. And now she she wants me to watch Daniel Tiger. If it's not Daniel Tiger, it's, like, Freak Out Meltdown. And I'm like, fuck. I can't even watch a fucking show. Like, I always want to watch, like, some kid, 18-year-old kid fulfill his dream.
I'm thinking. let's see. Someone asked, what are some funny things your kids say? I didn't get to read the comments.
Did you guys see that one? I love those posts so much. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it was cute. And none of them stood out to me. I just can't. I have a bad memory. But I did write in that Lyra one of my actually favorite sayings that she says is tonight, today, like when she mm-hmm. means like, is something happening all day? Like tonight, today, she gets it like reversed. Uh-huh. I really like when she says that. And then one time I remembered I asked her to like drink some water or something and she didn't answer me. So I was like, drink some water, Lyra. And she goes, mommy, you not knowing because I did. And I just loved how she was like, you not knowing. So now I know it's like, I don't know if it's bad to like encourage incorrect English, but I'm always like, Lyra, you not knowing.
The funniest thing Cora said was, at one time she was pretending that she was traveling. She was like pushing around something and pretending it was her luggage. And I was like, oh, what are you packing in your suitcase? And she's like, a knife.
You're like, okay.
All right. What else? PSA. Wine at Safeway is 20% off when you buy 6 bottles.
I did know that.
this promo might be over by the time you hear this.
No, I think that's like there every day.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Not a PSA.
You know, I shop at Safeway.
Okay. Not an ad. Safeway isn't paying us to say this. Although they should.
Yeah. I stopped buying bottles because they have good box wine now.
Mm. At Safeway?
Just in general.
Mm.
You know, there's Boda Box, and I don't know if you have, like, I think it's a co-op. I'm not sure. But we have, in the East Bay, there's a chain called Berkeley Bowl, and they have this.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
I've heard of that.
Yeah, they have this one box mm-hmm. wine called House Wine. And, like, you know, one box is, like, equal to 4 bottles of wine. Okay, this is going to make me sound like a lush. But, like, you know, but it's actually decent wine. It's not Franzia. But, like, you know, I wouldn't.
But that's a pretty good deal.
Yeah, well, you know, like, it's weird to say this, but, like, you know, like, 6 bottles is, like, 6 bottles of waste, right? And, like, one box of wine is, like, mm-hmm. just some paper. I know, it's just
paper. No, but I do think about that. Like, if you're buying, like those mini boxes of cereal versus just one big box. A cereal. It's less waste. Yep. On board.
All right. Let's see. We had another person who had another bad encounter with a crazy person. Well, ish. Maybe ish. Probably more mental. She was in the hospital with her sick kid in the elevator. The guy yelled at her. Some guy yelled at her.
Oh, I missed this.
Do you see this?
No.
I think her kid coughed or something, and he yelled at her for, like, bringing a sick kid into the elevator, like, other people.
Oh, my God.
But it's like, you're at a hospital.
Right.
We were so
you guys missed that?
Yeah.
I don't know what's up with people.
No.
I
don't know. It's also, like, the season to be coughing and kind of be sick.
Yeah.
Also.
Well, and people were generally like, oh, well, you know, you shouldn't be mad at him. You don't know what he's going through. So.
Oh, to that man?
Yeah.
Oh, the man. Oh,
that, yeah. Interesting.
Yeah. So I don't know.
Well, people are a lot nicer than me.
Yeah.
I don't know.
You know,
I would be like, fuck you.
Yeah, me too. I feel like,
he's a kid.
People are sick.
Yeah. Now, you know, I mean, like, that's actually, I mean, I'm actually really surprised and kind of proud of people. Like, sometimes when, like, I see people being really empathetic on hoods, and I'm mm-hmm. like,
yeah,
shut up, man. Like, that's my kid.
Yeah. Same.
Right. Agree. Let's see. Someone posted a picture of this giant goodie bag of stuff they got from someone at school from a party.
I saw that too.
It had like a million little pieces in it. Did you see that? It was insane.
Yeah. And it had like gummy fruit snacks and then like chips and then like all sorts of like toys. Like the good snacks.
How old was plastic? The
kid?
I think 4.
Oh, what?
Like a 4-year-old's birthday party? Like a preschool.
Really? I mean, that's overachieving a little bit.
It was overkill. The amount of stuff in this bag.
Is it like, see, well, I kind of like, I was tend to overdo it sometimes too, but like, were they like high quality items or just like dollar bin stuff?
I couldn't tell.
I think, yeah.
Dollar, right?
I think like dollar store stuff.
I was just like, you know, yeah. I was just looking today and like there was a post about like birthday parties and stuff, right? Like kid birthday parties. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, what's the like, you know, like what's normal, I guess. You know, do people have big parties?
You know, no. did you guys grow up having like goodie bags at birthday parties?
Yes, yes. They yes. were called loot bags.
Yes.
Oh my God. Maybe I just got invited to the cheap parties because I don't remember them.
Yeah, we had them.
There was always one of those like little parachute guys. Do you remember those?
Like, yes.
Yeah. Interesting.
And those stupid maze yeah. games. Those little cheapo plastic yeah. maze games. Yeah.
Yes. And we got one of those for Christmas.
The what?
And it went. Like a stocking stuffer thing and, from my mom, and it went straight in the garbage.
I know, I do feel bad sometimes. I come home and I just throw them out right away.
Yeah,
no shame in that, because like that I do the same with Christmas cards. No, a birth announcement. I shouldn't admit that. Cut that out, please.
Really? Okay. I keep them around for a while. Do I don't know why. People yeah, people, that. I mean, you're not expected to keep people's birth announcements, you know?
Well, I mean, like, well, my husband's cousin sent us one, and she asked for our address and everything. And we were like, well, we know that you had a baby. we actually saw a picture of it already.
Oh, you're terrible. Him. Some people like sending mail, and I'm just saying that because I like sending mail.
Oh, I'm laughing that you called it an itch because one time Michael got some grief from my sister because he called, you know, her kid an itch. And she got really upset. Rightfully so.
Like the kid was already born.
Yes. And even before that, we knew it was a girl. But yeah, after she's born, he called it an it instead of her. And she got very angry and he had to call and apologize.
Oh, wow.
Oh. Well, anyway, mail.
Let's move on.
Don't send Jeannie any cards, yeah. People.
He does it sometimes still, even with our kids.
We keep the Christmas cards, though. The Christmas cards are an exception. We keep them up for like 2 months, but like, you know, for announcements.
I'm not offended. Teach their own what they want to do with their mail. What else? Jeannie, you're about to go on your first flight with your kids.
Yeah, in August.
Oh, really? Where are you going?
Hawaii with my father-in-law, my brother-in-law, their families.
Oh, fun.
Yeah, well, you know, we figured, you know, we're fortunate enough to have family in the area, so we should mm-hmm. take advantage of that and hang out with them as possible.
Yeah, I saw this post.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so, you know, I asked, well, you know, I overdo it. I tend to overdo it with Ella. She's so spoiled. I want to get her like a suitcase, and people are like, don't do that, or get this suitcase. And I'm like, that.
Was it like a $200 suitcase or something?
Some suitcase that they can ride on. And I'm like,
oh, yeah, I saw that.
I don't know.
You know, I've seen cute ones at Nordstrom's.
I have a link for a cute one too, but it might be like expensive. But
I guess it depends like what you want. Like, do you want it to last for a while?
You know, I don't foresee us traveling a lot just because, like, you know, I mean, just to be honest, you know, good job. Sorry, the dog's pooping. Good job. Well, I mean, Justin and I, you know, just to be, you know, we like to be as honest as with ourselves as possible. Traveling with a kid, it's hard, and I don't know if we mm-hmm. like want to deal with that stress. So that's why we avoided it for so long. And but my father-in-law is for he's like, you know, we're really grateful that he's generous and he's like, you know, I want to have like family time and I'm gonna, you know, foot the bill for everyone. And we're like, sure, cool, thanks. So, you know, she gets to hang out with her cousins and her grandpa and, you know,
nice,
all that jazz. And
cool,
just want to,
yeah, you should just get a fun suitcase then.
Yeah,
I think
she'll like it. She's so spoiled. I'm gonna get her something cool.
Yeah,
because okay. We didn't get that stuff when we were kids. So.
All right, we got to move on. We have so many posts to get to, and I don't even have on here the two big ones I want to talk about.
Too. I know from yesterday.
Yeah. The heartthrob ones.
Yeah, let's keep going.
Okay.
There was a non-poster who, I guess the cleaning lady found a water bottle under their bed from like 3 to 4 years ago, and her kid drank from it and got sick.
I saw that. Yeah. It gave me like the heebie-jeebies thinking about that.
There was another anon post about the Silicon Valley rat race. Did you guys see that?
Was it like the there's millionaires or no?
Yeah, I think so. They're sick.
Okay, yeah, I saw that.
Sick of the rat race here. I think, or was that a separate one? I read some article about.
Maybe it was a separate one then. Because I was thinking about the one that somebody posted how there's going to be. Because of like all the four big IPOs happening, there's going to be a bunch of millionaires and then. And then I don't know. Yeah. I posted that I had mixed feelings about that article.
Me too.
It just felt too like not trashy, but I was just like, okay.
And then like they're saying how house home values are gonna go up to like $5 million.
You need more than $1 million to buy a house, so
yeah.
I'm like,
I don't know. I don't know if I don't think it's actually gonna be as crazy as people say it will be. I think I don't know. I feel like people are gonna get money, but maybe not like life changing. You know?
Yeah.
And if you're gonna buy a home for $5 million, I feel like you would probably go somewhere better.
Not get like a two bedroom condo.
Yeah. Yeah. Like maybe go live on the beach somewhere.
Yeah.
Awesome. If I were
to. What was that, Jeannie? Were you like moving furniture?
I would have to have a freaking mansion.
Oh, no. I'm sorry. I was washing my hands and the dog. Oh. The dog is being a little pee.
I was like, who is like moving a desk or something?
No, I grossly underestimated how much work a dog is. Like, he's just, why is he so awake? Why isn't he sleeping right now?
Sorry.
I wrote something down. I have no idea what this means. Maybe you guys can help me out.
What is it?
Mukbang and cockbang?
A mukbang is like eating, right? That they eat on air?
Yeah, they like you watch YouTube, like videos of people eating food or something. I feel like you could find whatever weird fetish you have on YouTube.
Yeah, I had no idea what these were.
I didn't either, actually, and I was like, I figured it out quickly, but...
What's cockbang?
I'm not surprised.
Sorry.
Was it, like, the same thing or different? Something different?
I don't know. I don't remember. I had to look it up. Someone asked what you do with the tooth from the tooth fairy.
Toss it straight in the garbage. Yeah. It's gross.
Some people, I think, said they saved it. I wrote down Fuggler. I don't know what that is.
Fuggler? Oh, God.
Oh, I know what that was. I think you're supposed to take a potato and and you're supposed to, like, put their teeth in there. Put the teeth in the potato and then, and make like a little head, a potato head out of it, and it's called a Fuggler.
No.
And then do what with it? Like leave it in their room?
I don't know, I guess, like, artwork,
that's
I guess.
So weird.
So weird.
I don't get it.
I think it could be a great gift for mother-in-laws.
Babies first, too.
Yeah, people who really want to be involved in their grandkids' lives. That would be a great gift for them. A fuggler.
That's great.
There was some really weird, confusing post about baby clothes and stuffies. I don't remember.
Yes. You know, I saw that, and I couldn't follow because from my end, it sounded like the mother-in-law loaned some clothes to her son's family, but now is request baby clothes, and now is requesting them back so that she could dress her stuffed animals.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm like, how many? I was like, how many stuffed animals do you have? Like, do you have, like, if you loaned him like 20 outfits? Because it sounded like a lot of clothes.
Half of the comments were just trying to figure out what she was saying.
Okay, so you know what someone should suggest to Luke? That, you know, editing anonymous posts, because like once you post it, you can't change it. So like sometimes you're in a hurry.
But you could comment, even when right? People were asking her, like, what are you saying? She still couldn't explain it.
Because she's probably confused and embarrassed, probably. She's like, you know, like, because, like, I find that bizarre. Like, dressing stuffed animals just, is it like a Build-A-Bear kind of thing?
I don't know.
But still, like, how many... Like, okay, my qualms is like the quantity of stuffed animals you're dressing.
Oh, so weird. Anyways, do you guys know Gap bought Janie and Jack?
Really?
I heard.
Are they struggling?
But what does that mean, though?
I don't know.
Like, are they going to reopen? Because some of them have closed down.
I don't know.
Like,
Gap is not doing well as a brand. I don't understand that at all.
I wonder if like all of Janie and Jack's clothes will say Janie and Jack.
Buy Gap.
but like you mean they would sell them in the stores, like in their stores? Not.
No, I'm just saying, you know how Gap has their logo on everything?
Yeah.
Would Janie and Jack have their logo on everything? No, I don't know what it means for them. I'm just letting everyone know. Okay, what else? Someone asked for adult board game recommendations. I had never heard of any of those games.
I've heard of some of them.
What were the games?
I didn't write them down.
Like Yahtzee or something?
No, it wasn't anything traditional.
They're like kind of like the newer games. Mm-hmm. Oh gosh. Codenames, have you guys heard of that?
No.
It's kind of fun. It's really, really fun. It's like a deck of cards with like words on each of them, and you kind of have to guess. Like you play against someone else, I think. And yeah, I'm not explaining it really well, but it's kind of like you're trying to guess what your other your opponent's like word is. It's pretty fun.
So
it's pretty popular.
We have to have a game night then, like a parent game night.
That reminded me that we should do a game night because we did that once. Remember, like Christmas time.
It was stretchy. I mean,
We
that
should. I want to do bingo with everyone.
Like, would there be prizes? Yes.
Yeah, money.
Always money.
Yes.
I don't want paraphernalia.
Yeah.
I just want to do old lady things like knit and play bingo and do mall walking. If anyone's interested, hit me up.
Wait, did you ever make that large blanket that you signed, like the class you signed up for?
Yeah, I posted about it. You didn't
see? The pink one, right?
Yeah, it's huge.
I didn't know you were fancy and had an Ames chair, like for real.
Oh, it's a for real one. But you know what? We got a designer discount because my brother-in-law at the time where he was working, he got some designer discount.
Cool.
So, yeah, it was still expensive, but. That was all Michael. That was like before we were married, and now we're like selling a lot of his furniture. And I didn't realize at the time
how expensive
how much how much he was paying for furniture.
What kind of bachelor pad?
He was like shopping at IKEA all the time, and he was like shopping at Design Within Reach. I'm like, what?
Well, he has good taste.
He does. He doesn't buy much stuff, but the stuff he does buy is very nice.
Let's plan a game night and a movie night, apparently, because people want to watch movies.
Oh, yeah. I agree.
Yes, let's. Okay, anyways, moving on. One of our few dads posted how he can't ask questions because...
he can't ask questions anonymously because he's like one of the few dads.
Yeah, I think it was something like that.
What happened to Omar? Where's Omar? Oh. Like, he was the only dad. Actually, no. Zab is still there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then someone had a very good solution, which was to post anonymously and say, my husband, blah, blah, blah.
I thought that was good, too.
Yeah.
Way to get around that. The thing I like about Zeb is that he will never – he just posts things as himself. Like, he's just like, whatever, I'm a dad. Here's my issues. Yeah. Whatever.
Yeah.
Dad's
he's cool.
Too.
Yeah, he's cool. There was a 90210. some chatter about 90210.
Do people call it? No one I know.
Oh, it's on Hulu?
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
No one called it Bev 90.
Bev 90. Was it?
I've never heard that
Bev
before.
Bev 90 or Bev 90?
90.
Or there was like a Bev Niner or something. Hulu. I was like, what?
Why?
Like, I don't know anybody who ever called it Bev 90.
That would just be so confusing.
Yeah. Although, never. I call, it reminded me of Forever 21. I call it F21.
Oh, really? I just called it Forever. Yeah. Forever. Going to Forever.
F21. Let's see. There was a tip about a bedtime banana.
Oh yeah, with a
when your kids are waking up hungry in the middle of the night, they suggest giving them a bedtime banana, and it fills their tummy.
I can't do that with I'm like really tough love with her, and when she wakes up at night, we're really lucky because when she wakes up at night, it's never for pee. She knows how to hold her pee really well. Like, if she's hungry, we're like, tough. Mm. Sorry.
Mm. Yeah. My kids have never asked for food in the middle of the night.
Mine does, but it'll be, like, right before bed, like, as we're tucking her in, is, like, stalling tactic.
Yeah, yeah.
And sometimes I can't tell if she's, just trying to stall to stay up or not. One time... she did this recently, and my husband was telling her, no more food. The kitchen's closed. And I happen to have some, leftover cucumbers, just, two. And so I, came in and gave them to her, and she ate them, and that was fine. Oh. It was just two cucumber slices, though. It was, barely any sustenance. But then she's like, my fault. okay, what else? Oh, there was a discussion about daddy-daughter dances.
Like at a wedding or something?
No.
No, at school.
Oh, okay. Really?
My school never did this.
We never did it either, so I don't know.
Yeah, I had no idea.
No.
It was never a thing.
I guess it's a thing, in... where my sister lives. She lives in Northwest Indiana. And I felt really bad for my niece. She's 9 years old. And I think she was 8 at the time when she went. But anyway, she has an absent father. Oh. And so she didn't know who could take her to this daddy-daughter dance.
Your dad?
Huh?
Did your
her dad?
Dad. Her no. dad. Okay. Oh, no. Her grandpa, maybe? Grandpa?
She ended up asking her uncle.
Okay, that's good.
Yeah. So, but I think it was still awkward because they're not super close or anything. He's not the fun uncle.
Yeah. But it's just a weird thing, right?
Yeah, I think
I don't
so.
Know. I didn't grow up with it, so I just...
They get, like, really dressed up.
Mm. Right.
And in some cases, like, even a corsage.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I felt so bad for her, though, because can you imagine, like, a little, like, 8-9-year-old having to grapple with this? Like, oh, who am I going to ask? Who's going to take
right,
me?
Right, yeah.
So sad. I think they should just make it, like, a family dance, not
yeah.
daddy, daughter.
It'd be more fun.
Anyways. There was some weird one about, like, a babysitter wanting prepayment. Did you mm-hmm. see that?
Yeah, I did.
Well, like, how is it? I mean, I don't know. I mean, I've never used Trusted or any of those babysitting sites, but do they make you pay up front usually?
No, you pay after.
Okay, so
I'm pretty
that's
sure.
weird.
Right? Don't you pay after? Yeah. Like, when I did Urban Sitter, like, I booked a sitter, and then they came, and then I paid them.
Yeah,
that makes so much more sense, because... Why would you pay someone before they
unless like this girl, or I'm assuming it's a girl, but like she needed money for something oh. right away
yeah, something
and was like,
schedule.
I have a bunch of jobs, so let me just.
Yeah, I think normally with like a service, like I've booked babysitters through hotels or like something like Trusted where it's a service and they find the babysitter for you.
Mm-hmm.
I think those you have to pay like a deposit. But
yeah, I could see that.
Yeah, I don't know.
But like your regular sitter, like I pay my sitter like if she comes 3 days a week, then I just pay her at the very last day.
Right. Yeah, that makes sense to me.
I don't know.
Okay, yeah. And then I have back to the article about new millionaires are going to eat SF alive. That was the headline.
Oh, yeah.
No.
That was the one.
The New York Times article. But we kind of already touched on that. And then someone was asking which fun stock you would buy.
Oh yeah. And Jeannie, I liked your response.
I forget.
Just like...
Someone had the funniest comment. Said,
what?
They said, based on recent life experience, probably poise pads.
I didn't see that.
There was, oh, this hipster article was the most hilarious thing I saw all week. Did you guys see this?
You guys follow the whole mm-hmm. thing? Because it wasn't even
no,
him.
No, I didn't.
It wasn't even him.
What happened? What was it? I missed
so
it.
So this guy, there's an article written by MIT, that MIT, right? And they said, oh, hipsters are all look alike. And this is the science behind it. And this, and they had this stock photo. And this guy was like, I'm so mad you used my photo. I'm suing you guys. And he went and contacted Getty Images to see who signed the release. The model had to sign a release probably, right? Mm-hmm. And it wasn't even him.
So he was getting mad, but it wasn't him?
Yeah, so he just proved their point that all hipsters look alike.
Oh, my God. Oh, I see. He must have felt stupid.
No, he played it off really well. He said,
no, I think in the end he was just like, oh, okay. He just like accepted it. Like, oh, I guess you're right.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
But that guy was pretty good looking, I have to say. You know, I don't know how you guys feel about it, but sometimes I have to censor myself when I talk about good looking people. Around my husband. I remember seeing that photo and I thought, oh, he's really good looking.
Okay. Oh, this was a scary one. An Anon poster. She was in the bathroom and the dad got home and he had found the child outside in the street.
Oh, yeah, I saw that.
Yeah, that was scary. I mean, I don't know which neighborhood she lives in because I feel like it could be scarier mm-hmm. too. Because, you know, like you think about like, I mean, like Sarah, like imagine if like, you know, like when Britton starts walking and she's just like walking out in the street. Like that's like where you live. That's fucking scary.
Yeah.
But if it was like the outer Richmond,
well,
I don't know.
A lot of
but yeah,
people,
still scary.
Still like anybody with a house, you know, they could like walk right out into the street.
Yeah.
But the thing is, she thought like the kid was okay because the kid was playing cymbals and she heard them, but turned out she heard them all the way from the street.
Yeah, that is crazy.
Yeah. Yikes. Kids, these sneaky kids, man, they're quick.
I know.
I remember one time Cora's like freaking out because like Michael went down to Whole Foods and she wanted to go and she started having a tantrum and she's like, if I could just go in that elevator and push the button and go to Whole Foods and find him. Like, oh my God, you know how to get there? And she does know. And like, another thing is like our door, just from the inside, you could just open it. Like even if it's locked, if you turn the handle, it opens it.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So I can't.
Oh, yeah,
I
that's scary.
Lock her in.
She's been watching you. They watch us so closely.
They're paying attention. Yes.
Okay, and then the final two posts that were a hot topic this weekend. There was one about, which one came first?
The rom-com one.
Rom-coms was first.
Yeah. Yes. It was like, which one was like your favorite rom-com to like a classic one to watch over and over?
Yes. That was a fun post.
I know. It made me think of all the movies. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
From like way back when I used to watch them.
What were your favorite movies, rom-coms?
I really like Made in Manhattan. and then Sweet Home Alabama.
That was a good one. That was.
I know. It's so good. Because I just like that. Not Patrick Dempsey, although I do like him. But the other actor. The one that played the, like her ex. I forgot his name. His real name. But I like him. And then do you guys actually know that the movie that I was talking about, Prime? It like starred Uma Thurman.
No.
And like. Brian Greenberg.
Hey, so what is it called? Prime?
Yeah, Prime. It's so good. Oh, I really like it. It's like about this like older woman that like falls in love with like this like person like half her age.
Hmm.
And it was kind of like a, I don't know, complicated relationship, but it was, I really liked it. And it was funny.
I like the quirky ones.
Yeah, there were some good ones.
So Jeannie, which were your favorite rom-coms?
Okay, so, you know, like, Something About Mary.
Uh-huh.
I really liked. But I watched a lot of quirky ones because I was, like, this weird kid. So I like.
Oh, go ahead.
There was this park. I love Parker Posey, so I watched everything she made.
Oh, I saw
Broken English. That. If you haven't seen it, watch it.
Mm-mm. Okay.
Broken English and what was the other one I don't remember, but what was the Drew Barrymore one?
Ever After.
Ever After. That was one of my favorite movies. Yeah.
Me too. I haven't thought about that in so long.
Because, you know, typically I don't think of Drew Barrymore as like this beauty. You know, she's not like supermodel pretty, but, you know, I thought, you know, it made sense to me.
Oh, wait, I'm thinking of, never mind. I'm thinking of Enchanted.
No.
Oh, with Anne Hathaway?
No.
Is
it Amy Adams or the girl who looks like her?
Oh, yeah, Isla and Patrick Fisher. Dempsey.
It's one of those two, but it's
it's and a Patrick musical. Dempsey in New York, right?
Yeah, and it's a musical. Yeah. So cute.
Oh, yeah, Ever After is with Drew Barrymore, and it's like kind of like Cinderella-esque, right? Yeah. Like she's...
Oh, I don't remember that one.
She has like a stepmom and... She, like, makes her, like, this beautiful, like, butterfly wing costume or something to go to some ball.
It's like Cinderella, right? Yeah. It's like
yes, it was so – I loved it. Yeah, you should watch it, Sarah.
I don't know if we were just young and idealistic, but I don't know. I thought a lot of those films were – you know, one movie that I thought, like, was so great as a kid – like, a kid, but – sucked as an adult when I watched it was Dirty Dancing. I hated it as an adult.
What?
I was like, what is this? What is this stupid movie? I hate it so much.
It's so good.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, I got a story about Dirty Dancing. I remember as a kid, we went to the video store to rent some movies and I started throwing a tantrum because my mom wouldn't rent me a kid's movie. And so and they got Dirty Dancing. And so we went home, and I was crying and crying. And I was like, and I remember thinking, like, fine, if they're not going to rent me a movie, I'm going to make their movie watching experience miserable for them. So I screamed and cried in my room for like an hour.
Oh my God.
So that I would ruin their experience.
That's so funny.
And now I think that's probably what my kid is doing to me.
Yeah. It's like payback.
It's angry. They're clever. But anyways, I really like It's Complicated, starring Queen Meryl Streep, Alec Baldwin, and Steve Martin.
I hadn't seen that in such a long time, but I remember liking it when I saw it.
It's so good. She works in a bake shop, or she owns a bake shop, and that scene where they go there to her and Steve Martin are on a date, and they go to a bake shop, and she makes bread or something, or croissants, something like that. It's really good. And Alec Baldwin just like always creeping on her and coming in, and he's like, OMG, I thought she'd never leave. They showed that in the trailer like a million times, but it's like one of my favorite parts. And I just love that movie. I feel like I could relate to it. yeah, so good. And then Crazy Stupid Love was another favorite of mine.
I love that many. One too.
Yeah,
which one is so that? Good.
But people, it's kind of like a darker rom-com, right?
Drew Barrymore?
Yeah. No, you're right. No. It is sad because
it's with is it with Drew Barry? No, I thought it was with has Ryan Gosling.
Yeah, and Steve Carell. But he's isn't he like getting a divorce?
Or something.
So that's
like
the dark side of it. It's really good.
But it was just funny and clever, and I just like that.
Yeah. I love when Ryan Gosling takes him to the mall to like redo his style.
Oh yeah.
To give him a makeover. So good.
I just thought it was funny how some people were arguing like that's not a rom-com. It's just like
that was the funny part of the post too. Not just the list of movies, but like how some people were getting
the classification of the rom-com.
Yeah, they're getting so worked up about it.
But some of them I was like, is that a rom-com? I have no idea.
Yeah. So and then that sparked another post about an anonymous hooter who had a fling with teen heartthrob Andrew Keegan.
I don't know who he is.
Really? Did you ever watch 10 Things I Hate About You?
He was
the guy, the one that wanted to date. God, what was the younger sister's name? Okay, so there's Julia Stiles, right? Yeah. And then there was a younger sister. Like, I don't know her real name, but her name was Bianca in the movie. And then she was trying to go out with Andrew Keegan.
Was James Franco in that movie?
No, it was Heath Ledger. And Joseph Gordon-Levitt.
Oh, I love him.
Yes. He was the tutor that eventually went out with a younger sister. Mm. Remember?
Oh, I just thought of another movie.
What?
That was so good. She's the Man.
Oh, with Amanda Bynes.
Amanda Bynes.
Oh my God. I fucking love that movie. It's like I also love Amanda Bynes.
I feel so bad for her.
I know, but like before she went crazy, I loved her so much.
I can't believe no one mentioned that one. Oh my God, it's such a classic. Okay, I'm going to have to go post that. But yeah, anyways, this Anon poster had a fling with Andrew Keegan. And I had mentioned on there too that like I know who Andrew Keegan is because he was on the cover of like all the other teen magazines like Bop and Teen Beat and everything. And I used to buy all of them because I was a huge JTT fan. And Andrew Keegan had a small spot in the magazines and sometimes a poster or two. He was cute. Kind of like tan surfer guy.
Yeah, but it was fun guessing. Or I just watched people guess. Yeah. I was like, I can't remember everyone. Yeah.
And handles. She did eventually. Well, then she just like stopped answering and like dropped off. But then she did come in the next day and reveal herself.
No, it was that night. No, I thought it was that night.
I think it was. I read it the next day. So that's probably why I thought it was the next day. But yeah, because it's getting late.
Yeah, it was juicy.
Yeah, good stuff. I feel like it was a very busy week in the hood.
Yes. Which is why we should do this
twice a week. Yeah, I don't even know what,
All right, ladies. Well, my throat's like getting dry from talking so much. I think it's time to go.
We need some water.
Yes, we do. Okay, girls. Well, thanks for joining me.
All right.
And we'll see you later in the week.
Okay. All right, good night.
All right.
Thanks.
Bye.
Bye.